from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
We're doing great, man. We're hanging in there, Trev. We're hanging in there. We're at Baptist Health Training Complex. Got practice getting to start here in the 9 o'clock hour. We got Pete Prisco going to join us before that in the 8 o'clock hour here as we continue on. Omar Kelly's with us this morning as well, and talking about a lot of different things with this team. And it's funny. So all of a sudden the stories have become – look at the big stories that we have right now. The backup quarterback. And by the way, Tua's had a real – I don't even talk about it anymore.
Nope.
Tua's had a really good camp. Like,
you know how much bad quarterback play I've seen over the course of my career?
Yeah, no, here you have. You've been here.
You've
seen it. But
I don't even worry about Tua anymore.
No, and he's got, by the way, having that contract has just given him, you feel it like as a leader,
mm-hmm.
I'm not going to tolerate stuff the way he talks, the way you walk, the way you come out here, his confidence. I mean.
As he said, heavy as the head that wears the crown. He has taken full ownership of this team.
Yeah, he has. And so, you know, forgive me, I don't say every day he makes great throws. Every day, and so I passed that topic is just no reason for it. He is he's your quarterback. Now the question is, because of the fact that more than half the quarterbacks in the NFL got benched or injured last year, you can look it up. It's not me making up some crazy stat. A lot of guys went down. We've already had, you just heard in the update. J.J. McCarthy is out.
Yep.
With so much of that, Sam Darnold's going to get a third opportunity, third different team to be a starting quarterback for him, and another great opportunity.
If you're Minnesota, aren't you looking for better? Aren't you?
No,
no, you don't think so.
A lot of people still think he's got it. I'm telling you, a lot of people think
they won games with Joshua Dobbs. I would rather go with Joshua Dobbs than Sam Darnold.
I think Sam Darnold's going to be one of these guys when he's 35, 36, 37. That still has a job. I do. I think he.
I'm calling Ryan Tannehill if I'm Minnesota, and I'm getting because they got a decent team. They got a decent squad with Brian Flores as their defensive coordinator. They should have a decent defense.
Well, unless they got bad news on their young receiver yesterday, they got those two guys are healthy. That those two guys don't take a back seat to too many in the league on how good they are. So Sam Darnold's got a chance. Got a really good tight end. Got two really good wide receivers on the outside.
Who knows? This could be his Baker Mayfield situation where he goes to Tampa, like Baker went to Tampa, had a respectable season, led team to the playoffs.
Well, but the key, too, is going to the right team, right? Like Tannehill.
He went to the right team in Minnesota? I mean, in Tennessee?
He handpicked that team. He said, I beat that guy. By the way, the guy's now the backup here. I forgot his name, from Oregon.
Marcus Mariota.
Yeah. Mariota.
Oh, he's the backup in Washington?
Yeah.
That guy.
We're going to get to see a lot of guys today. By the way, there's another great survivor. That Atlanta thing didn't work out, obviously.
You know, Marcus Mariota's Tua's mentor. I didn't even think about that. That's a great connection. Marcus Mariota, Tua looked up to Marcus Mariota his whole career.
Should. Right?
Yeah.
So what he did. And
That was the guy for Tua.
Were you surprised that Marcus and Jameis haven't worked out as the 1-2 picks in that draft?
I still think Jameis Winston could be a starter in the NFL. I still believe in Jameis. Marcus, no. Marcus, when Tannehill beat you out, there ain't nothing there. And I think a lot of that is just his personality. His personality is worse than Tannehill's personality.
Who are you talking about?
Marcus Mariota.
I
love Jameis's personality. Come on. Who doesn't love Jameis Winston? Eating W's.
Let me ask you. So if you're Jameis Winston, how do you feel? Didn't he go 30-30? Was he a 30-30 or 20-20? 20 touchdown, 20 picks,
yeah,
or
yeah,
30
yeah.
and 30.
His final year as a starter,
It was some amazing amount of interceptions.
Yes.
And then Brady comes in and they win it all.
Oh, okay. Well, that's Tom Brady. Tom Brady took your job. Okay. C'est la vie. It happens. But you had plenty of opportunities to go out there and become a starter. I think he did a smart thing where he worked with Sean Payton.
And the Saints stayed there.
And the Saints. But here's the thing. Why didn't Sean Payton had an opportunity to bring him up to Denver now.
So you got to ask yourself,
yeah,
why?
I get it. They get overexposure and, I'm dying for Jameis to be on TV. Now that guy is going to be great when TV comes. He's so unintentionally funny. He's hilarious. He doesn't even intend to be hilarious, but he's hilarious.
You know what's funny? You look at all these quarterbacks, and we talk about these draft classes. None worse than the 2021 draft class with Trey Lance, who I don't know how good he is. Zach Wilson's getting another fresh start in Denver.
Yeah.
Justin Fields, now it looks like he might be the backup and not get the start. I don't know how everybody feels about that, or if it's going to happen.
I think this QB class is going to be just like that class. I think there are going to be a lot of busts out of this class. If you get one out of a class that's a good quarterback, it was a good class.
Well, I got to tell you what class is off to a great start. Joe Burrow, Tua, Jordan Love, Jalen Hurts, and Justin Herbert's injured, but that's a pretty good class. Those guys all got a second contract, and that doesn't happen very often.
They all got the $50 million club. Yeah, that will probably go down in history as one of the greatest quarterback classes.
But overall, I've not done well. The league has a lot of guys haven't worked out. I'm not one to blame. Always
because they artificially inflate their value and how good they are. Look at these quarterbacks that got drafted just in the first round. Jaden Daniels is probably the only really good one, in my opinion, and maybe Michael Penix Jr.
Caleb Williams. What are you talking about?
No, I don't.
I don't. We're gonna have that discussion because they're all going to be playing here, so I can't wait.
I don't buy Caleb Williams, and I watch Hard Knocks, and I saw.
I don't care if you watch Hard Knocks or not. This ain't about Hard Knocks.
The ability.
You don't think Caleb Williams got it?
Did he have it at USC?
Wasn't why they lost. They lost 48-49 every game.
Elite quarterbacks.
That USC defense sucked.
Elite quarterbacks still raise the tide, Joe.
Now, come on.
Do they or do they not raise the tide? JJ Penix.
I'm not sold on Penix.
Yeah.
I'm not sold. I watched the same game you watched. I we'll see.
McCarthy, the kid in New England. Come on.
I don't know about him either.
I
think the first two picks have a chance to be real good. Now my question is, you know, staying durable. And
when's the last time Chicago had a good quarterback? Not never.
Who?
Chicago. Not never.
You know what?
That's where quarterbacks go to die.
Justin Fields played against us every time. Remember that game he had against us a couple years
he
ago?
He still didn't win it.
No. I got to tell you.
That might be the best game of his career.
Broke a record for yards running by a quarterback in a game. I think he threw three touchdowns in the game. I mean, they walked out, y'all walking out, we got to go through the crowd. And they're going, well, we lost, but at least we found our quarterback. And you're like, man, maybe you're right. Maybe they're on to something. But
yep.
They gave up on him.
Yep. And nobody wanted him when they gave up on him, too. They had to fire sale him. Now, Pittsburgh's like, all right, we'll take him.
And he's gotten a chance here to play a lot. And they've come out now. I saw yesterday they're saying, hey, Russell's going to be the starter. And Russell, all he did was he's been watching. He's been injured. So he had another chance. It's just a whole quarterback thing.
By the way, in the perfect situation,
not only you want a franchise quarterback, but you want a guy. Everybody's looking for a guy where if he goes down, do we have a chance? Do we have a chance to win every game? Sometimes, look what happened to the Jets last year. Look at that situation.
They were so bad, and that defense propped them up. But you're right. You just got to have a quarterback that gives you a chance. I don't know how many teams have a backup quarterback that gives their team a chance, which is why maybe you have to keep hold of Mike White and Scott, both of them. I don't know who's better, but quarterbacks are hard to find in this league, man.
Well, the Zach Wilson one is he's just damaged goods. Like
I want him on this team.
Well, he's got talent.
He's got talent.
Not second overall pick by accident. They went BYU. That's it.
He's got arm talent, and, yeah, his processor's broken, and, yeah, all the damage he suffered in New York has made him a broken quarterback. But
hey, man,
that talent can't be denied.
If you read everything, that New York market's not for you.
No, yeah, absolutely
not. You read everything, go to grab a paper, and there you are on the front page as a cartoon character getting blasted. Very creative, by the way.
That arm talent cannot be denied, though, Joe. And I want to see Mike McDaniels fix a quarterback. I want to see him fix another
one. Fix one.
Huh? Yeah.
He fixed lefty.
Yeah, I know. I want to see him fix another one. Okay? Because I'm not a big believer that lefty was that damaged.
Doesn't it have to be?
He had to be. He needed somebody who believed in him.
So, I still believe it's got to be the right quarterback for Mike's system. Every guy's made for Mike's system.
That's true. And Zach Wilson might not be. Yeah, he might not be.
And by the way, I don't know. You know, I don't know if these two full-time are made for Mike's system, if they were in there. Now, we could see. I hope you hope it's like last year and Tua plays every game, plays all 18 games that he played last year because he played the playoff game. By the way, that was story in itself because there are a lot of people, including people around here.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Didn't think he was going to stay healthy all season. A little concern.
He
did it. By the way, he did it. He won. He did it. All right, we got to go to break here. We're live here at Dolphins training camp. Got a lot more coming up. Pete Prisco, CBS Sports, going to join us. Talk to him. Been to some camps. And we're going to talk to him about Jacksonville and that opener a little bit. I know he likes Jacksonville's team. Do you like Jacksonville's team, Omar?
No, I don't like their quarterback.
I like their quarterback.
Yep. I don't believe in them.
Wow. It's amazing. Sometimes you and I see things a lot differently. I guess that's why we're here together right now. Hey, man, people need cash. Boy, interest rates are higher, high insurance rates. Boy, you're on a condo and you've retired and going, how do I keep up with this? I was barely making it the way I was set up before. You know what folks are doing in these condos? They're actually running their credit card debt up every month at 28, 29, 30%. It's a killer. Just before you know it, you're done. Let Michael Kotze from Choice Mortgage relieve some of that money stress. Get that credit card paid off for you. He's doing a lot of great things. I'll tell you what, Michael Kotze, when it comes to getting you the best rates, when it comes to taking care of anything you need in real estate, when it comes to getting finances done and everything else, the reverse mortgage, more popular than ever. If you and your spouse are 62 or older, you're going to qualify. And it might be perfect for you. You got a lot of equity in your home right now. You get that equity. You get that money you could really use, especially if you're getting ready to retire. You're just getting closer to it. Reverse mortgage with Michael Kotze. And this real estate market's perfect. I'm telling you right now. First-time home buyer rates in the fives right now. He's got some special programs for you. Still making it affordable. Self-employed and been declined by the banks. Michael Kotze's got a program for you. He's doing it all, man. Go to Google Reviews on the web, Choice Mortgage Reviews, and find out what everybody is saying about Michael Kotze at Choice Mortgage. Been in business for 33 years. Works 7 days a week. You can call or text him, 561-441-2730. That's 561-441-2730, MLS 166-254. Rates and terms subject to change day without notice. He's an equal housing lender. All right, welcome back. Good morning to everybody out there. This is it, man. This is it to all the wonderful employees and everybody out here working. This is the last day.
Joe, they've been working since we've been out here, yeah, since 6 o'clock.
But this is the last day of training camp being open to the public. So if you're coming out, and so they put a little bonus to it. They've got the Commanders going to have one last practice with the Dolphins, and then they'll take tomorrow off. And then Saturday night, I get confused, Saturday night, the Miami Dolphins and Commanders will play their second preseason game. And then later on next week, we'll be shooting up to Tampa Bay and getting ready for the third game. And then the final cuts, a week off to watch the Florida Gators and the Miami Hurricanes in that first game. And then here we go, Trevor Lawrence against Tua Tagovailoa.
Mediocre quarterback.
I wish you wouldn't say that about Tua. That's serious. Is that what you're talking about? Or what are you saying?
Nah, Trevor Lawrence.
You don't think a man.
That's
he has not. He has not lived up to what I thought. But I just don't think you can. We'll find out.
Tools and ability is there.
Well, listen, man, we'll find out.
Yeah, we will.
We will find out. They're counting on that guy. They gave him. We're counting on your money. There's no question about that.
$300 million.
So. Anyway, let's get to this other thing here that's out there right now. We talked a lot about it yesterday. Our third wide receiver, Odell Beckham Jr., was clearly brought in here to be a third guy. And I saw his comments. He's talked, I think he knows it's out there, right? Like everybody's going, okay, you missed the whole offseason. Now you haven't been out here for camp. Hell, you're not even out here. We only see you like jogging a little bit, that much out here. So people are a little concerned.
Yeah.
That's the way, by the way, that's how your fan base should be. They care.
And they should be, but you know what they shouldn't do? They shouldn't be hitting them up in social media. If you're going to talk about him, but don't tag him. And
so,
that's
so
what one fan
did. So how does this go? What happened yesterday?
One fan on social media tags him. Is OBJ pulling off another Will Fuller, or is he really actually injured? And puts out the question. And OBJ responded, low-key, I'm so curious why the F people are so curious about me. Been chilling out the way, working in the dark, and our world still finds a way to just, take a dump on me
now,
for clicks.
I feel different about that.
Why you say that?
I'm glad you asked me. I knew you were going to ask me why. Listen, man, you're a big part of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You are. You are. You're the third receiver we've been looking for.
Okay.
You're the starter when those two guys can't play outside. You get a bigger role.
Okay.
We've seen you, what you look like as a big-time receiver, especially with the Giants those first couple years. He's good as anybody in the game.
Uh-huh.
Before the injuries and everything else happened.
Yeah.
Things you can't control. The fan base wants to know. Now, you don't have to call him out and accuse him of faking injury and stuff. That's wrong.
I mean, he accused him of being Will Fuller now. Come on. You know, that was a bank robbery.
That was. That was a 401k special. That was a retirement special. No question. We've had a few of those down here. And that one was when he built himself a beautiful home, since we're saying his name in Plantation. I'm sure it's beautiful. But he's got to understand. You want clicks. They're not all going to. You know that.
They're
you know
always,
better than anybody.
They're not
you
always going
to
be favorable.
You get trash bagged.
They're not always going to be favorable.
You got, right. But you got a lot of people clicking to see what you're saying, whether they agree or disagree. Yes?
That's true. Yes.
Okay.
But why? But you know the man's working. We say he's working. I haven't seen Isaiah Wynn. Isaiah Wynn is in a similar situation.
Oh no,
we expected him to be a starter.
To me, in my mind right now, Isaiah Wynn, he's not going to start the year here.
Correct. And I'm in my position. I'm looking at it. ODJ probably not going to start the year here. Not on 53.
So I got to tell you, that would be disappointing if he can't play.
That's 4 weeks.
Now look,
you can't wait four weeks.
Well, you have no choice, because we want to be playing our best late in the year. And, yeah, you're going to take whoever, and it's no longer about those first four games.
You start the year with Braxton and River, and you see where that goes, and Janu, and
but I
you wait
you,
on OBJ.
Man,
are you a patient
and
man
the
or not?
The tight ends are going to be a big part of this. I agree with you. But I got to tell you something, man. My eyes tell me when I saw Tyreek and Jalen get injured – he was forcing the ball to the other guy and did not go for whatever reason, whether they're open or not. The other two guys you mentioned, he seems to not feel comfortable going to him. Yes or no?
Correct. And he doesn't have good chemistry. They're not getting open. Let's be real about it. I think River might, but Braxton wasn't getting open last year. I mean, that's just the reality of it.
I think guys get comfortable throwing to certain guys for good reason. By the way, you throwing those out to those guys on the outside – and one's hurt, and the other one's at 70%, 60%. They're forcing the ball to him. That wasn't working. Tyreek's running that square in, and three guys are around him. He's trying to drop it in there. And
you clearly need another guy, and you clearly need to diversify
but,
your
but
offense.
But Odell, instead of going all in and calling the guy names and stuff, and I get it, trolls. I don't know how you handle it. I don't know how. You get more than any guy up here, honestly. I take it as a compliment. You get more people. Your stuff can get flat out ugly.
Yep.
So how do you handle it? You call them back and go, "Hey man, that's."
Sometimes you got to be in the face and tell them, you know what? That's BS. And he responded, "Okay." The guy say, "Low key, we've been used before." Whatever, trying to justify his comments, and Odell goes, "Oh, nice, yeah. I think just keeping post BS for clicks should definitely make the answer appear." And like, yeah, like. Why? One, if you're gonna talk smack about somebody, don't tag them. Don't tag them. The man accused him of being Will Fuller and threw Will Fuller's picture on it too.
Oh,
like, come on. See, but that's social media right there.
Doesn't OBJ have to go back? He didn't know the history of that a couple years ago.
It don't matter. You hey, saying
what's this, what's this Will Fuller? Oh man, I got it.
You saying I came here to steal money?
There's other people fought the same thing.
Who?
Come on.
He's.
If you're not out here.
They said he came to the party and lived the life.
Well, that's been his thing.
He works, too. He works. He parties and enjoys himself.
He does.
He's a socialite.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's why I thought he would come here. I thought, hey, man, not only am I going to play on a good team, I can go places I want to go on my days off. Like, there's nothing better than the playground back here for guys like. And he's been down here. He knows it.
He knows he had a place.
He came down with the Giants guys, and they used to come down. And
on the boat, yeah, the infamous boat picture.
They know it. Hey, man, I don't have a problem with any of this stuff. I don't. I just want him to play.
Because you lived your life, too, along with play.
Oh, I would be a phony, yes, if I didn't admit it. Just wasn't South Beach. It was between the Grove and Fort Lauderdale and every good club in between if it was rolling. Thanks to my great scouting department named Mark Clayton and Mark Duper.
Oh, those were the scouts. Okay. All right.
Well, I didn't know. Hey, got a new place Thursday night. Where are we going?
Hold on. Wait a minute. Thursday night. You still have practice Friday.
Correcto.
That's a bad night to go out now. Hold on, wait a minute.
The two big practices were done.
Okay. All right. Wednesday and Thursday. Okay.
Those were the work days.
Okay. All right.
So Friday was the perfect
day. So you couldn't wait till Friday?
Nah. That was night with family.
You can make family night.
That was
Thursday
a night with my family.
Oh, okay, all right.
I can't speak for those guys.
Thursday night. That's pushing a little bit now.
I wish, you know. Hey, listen, man. My guys have some great stories on me that I just have to laugh about. Some of them are true. Most of them are true.
Yeah.
But, hey, listen, man, I love hanging out with those guys. I ain't going to lie to you.
I still run the streets.
I enjoyed it. It's over. It's done. Maybe a few things I regret. Maybe going too far in a few things. But
that was fun. That's every man. Enjoy your life. That's all.
Oh, I did. I didn't get shortchanged. Nothing shortchanged me in the 80s. Sometimes I went too far. All right. Hey, listen, Pete Prisco, I hope he goes too far with us today. He's going to join us coming up. CBS Sports senior NFL columnist to talk about everything going on in the league right now, including curious about the Buffalo Bills in Jacksonville, a team he knows very well from working up in that market and knowing a lot of guys up there. So we'll talk to him, and we'll get his take on it in just a second. I do want to take a moment to tell you, Chad, the CEO at Loctite, Joe, it's hurricane season, man. You never know, man. Tell people not to wait till the last second. There's one thing they can do during hurricane season. I go, what's that, Chevy? He goes, protect your own home, man. Make sure the roof is not leaky. Make sure you got the best windows, hurricane windows and doors. And I went, oh, yeah. And he goes, Joe, here's what I've done. I got some financing plans that are great for people to really help them out. If it's because of money, listen, Impact Windows, Doors, and Roofing, 100% financing, zero down. Impact Windows and Doors Roofing, no interest, no payments for a year. Impact Windows, as low as $3 per month per window installed. Don't wait for the next storm. You can get this done. And by the way, the roofing part of the company is just as good as those folks have been doing Impact Windows and Doors for a long, long time. It's a great, great company in West Broward. Covers all of South Florida for you, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. Don't wait for that next storm. Loctite services the whole Tri-County area, and they're ready to take good care of you. Take care of all the permits, the HOA approvals, and everything else. Loctite is a licensed and insured contractor. Man, are they good at what they do. And I'm just telling you this. If you're looking for somebody to do it, and you think, it's too late. Now I waited too long. Loctite says, give us a call. Let us come out. Tell you what we can do for you quickly. 954-500-LOCK. That's 954-500-5625. If you forgot about that, just remember the name Loctite, because they'll take really good care of you during hurricane season. All right, always one of my favorites here is we're live at Baptist Health Training Complex. Pete Prisco, CBS Sports, Football Insider. Does a lot of great work. He's been traveling a lot. Pete, thanks for finding some time for us this morning. How you doing? How you holding up?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
I'm doing great. You've been to some different camps. Wanted to run through, especially what it has to do with the Miami Dolphins. And I got to ask you, they don't practice like they used to. I'll just start with that. And we got a lot of guys injured. Is that going on all over the league like it seems to be?
Yeah, well, nobody practices like they used to. I mean, it's amazing how different it is. And, you know, it's no full pads, guys out of drills. They used to have two practices a day in full pads. You know that. It's just entirely different. But I was in Buffalo or Rochester last week and watched the Bills, and they actually ran gassers after practice. So that was a little different. And you know, but again, the hitting – the lack of contact all across the league. It's kind of, you know, what they do now because they protect their players. And that's why you see the first month of the season, football is bad. And because offensive lines don't hit, they don't work. You got to hit people to become a good offensive line. So I think for the first month of the season, I think it struggles.
I guess my other part of that, the bigger part, was we just see a lot of guys injured. I saw Cleveland's complain about injured. 49ers are saying we can't practice against a team they're getting ready to play in a preseason game, and the Dolphins got their share of injuries down here that guys aren't ready to go. I'm not saying they're out for the year, but banged up a little bit.
You know what, though, Joe? Here's the other part of that. The injury now is different than the injury when you played. They would have taped your thing up and put you back out there and made you play through it. Now, if there's any hint of an injury, they pull him out of practice and say he's injured. So,
yep.
So it's different. It's a different time. It's a different way to handle things. They want everybody ready to go for the regular season.
Yeah,
you miss
I get
a couple
that.
Days
yep.
of practice. You know how that goes. It's different. Now, there is the other theory that guys work out year round. And is there putting that much more pressure on their bodies? And you know, because, you know, even back in the day, you used to take time off to kind of get your body to heal. And these guys
Lots
go almost year-round. Yeah. Well, these guys go year-round now. And so is there
I know they do. Much better
on the,
shape.
On the,
yep.
Yeah, but is there too much strain on the body? That's the other side of that. So there are a bunch of theories out there, but you're right. There's a lot of injuries. But I think if the game was on Sunday, a lot of these guys who are missing practice would be playing.
Yeah, Pete, let me ask you this question. We see the devaluation of the exhibition season. Now you get to the point where these joint practices are far more important than the actual preseason game. Are we just getting to the point where we can get rid of this preseason? And I guess they're going to go to 18 regular season games. Are we inching closer to that point?
You know, Omar, I think we are, and I think we should be. And I've always said that I always thought that the best thing to do would be to have two workouts, you know, like with teams, one at their place, then somebody comes to your place. And then you have one at a neutral site kind of to build a little bit of a fan base. You know, for example, in Jacksonville and Atlanta would work out in Macon and try and, you know, all the money would go to charity and they try and, you know, generate more interest in a place that maybe, you know, might not get as much. And you know, Tampa and Miami could do something, you know, at a high school stadium somewhere in between, something like that. Because I do think that you have to get away from these preseason games because nobody plays. They get,
yep.
you know, every veteran, you know this, every veteran you talk to, they get way more reps in these practices than they do in any preseason game, and they're much more valuable. The only downside is, and I was actually talking to Josh Allen about this. He said something about this last week. You're not getting tackled, so you got to get back to being a guy that's getting tackled. How do you handle that? How do you, because the first couple times you're tackled, you're sore. And, you know, it's different. It's different than just getting, you know, go throwing passes in a practice. So I think there's something to be said about hitting a little bit and being tackled, but teams don't tackle anymore in any of these practices, so it's entirely different.
All right, so you teased me about the Bills, one of the teams that the Dolphins have really struggled with since Josh Allen's been on this team. What do you think of their wide receivers now that you've had a chance to see them up close in Josh Allen's passing game?
They'll be fine. I mean, you know, the whole Stephon Diggs thing is, let's put it this way, I think it's addition by subtraction, and I think they get this. They have the same feeling when you talk to people in that organization. He didn't do anything the last 10 games of the season. He turns 31. He wasn't the greatest guy around. I mean, it was always, you know, in Josh Allen's ear. And so I think from that standpoint, yeah. And from that standpoint, it's addition by subtraction. Was he a good player? He was okay in the last 10 games, but I think he averaged 40 yards per game. That's not great production. So they're not sad he's gone. Having said that, they need guys to step up. Coleman from Florida State needs to have a good season, and they liken him to a guy like Michael Thomas with the Saints. And Ronald Curry was there when he was with the Saints. That's the kind of guy they liken him to. I think Samuel's going to be an effective player. Shakir is better. But the guy who's going to catch 120 passes is Dalton Kincaid. I mean, the 2 days I was there watching them, he just did. They couldn't cover him. The linebackers couldn't handle him in one-on-one situations. The safeties were too small for him. He's so good at getting into the soft spots in the zone. If that guy doesn't catch 120 passes, I will be shocked.
Wow. Hey, so I got to ask you about a team I know you know very well, and the Miami Dolphins are going to open the season. And Omar's not a big fan of Trevor Lawrence.
Not my dude.
Not at all. They're counting on him, obviously, by the amount they gave. How do you like the Jacksonville team overall?
Omar, you would take Tua over Trevor Lawrence?
Absolutely. I know.
No, not in any way.
Don't start going. Don't start throwing out everybody. Listen, the league feels that way.
Tell me something that Trevor Lawrence has done that Tua has not already done.
He won a playoff game.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, that's on Justin Herbert's back. Okay.
Don't start looking at me. I've been telling Omar trying to win a playoff game.
He's beaten some teams with winning records. It was something. I mean, what was it, Tua last year? 1-6 against teams with winning records?
Yeah, and he came up short in the clutch moments last year.
The bottom line is they both have a lot to prove, in my mind. Trevor Lawrence, when he's been healthy, if you go look at his body of work over the last 18 games, is when he's been healthy, he's been darn good. He shouldn't have played in a lot of those games last year. I think that's why they went out and got Mac Jones. They think Beathard's not very good. He shouldn't have played. He didn't practice. He shouldn't have played, but he did. But still, what you put on tape is on you. I get it. But I think that they're going to be much better because they got speed to go down the field. The kid from LSU can fly, and he's this week against the Bucs. The days I was there, he was running by people. You know how those rookie receivers are. Sometimes it can take him a little time, but I don't think it's going to take him that much time. He's really adjusted.
Wow.
Gabe Davis gives him a big body. Christian Kirk, who was hurt at the end of last year, is back healthy. Evan Engram, they're going to score a lot of points. The concern is the middle of the offensive line. I mean, they went and got Mitch Morse. Mitch Morse is a pretty good player, but he's not an overpowering center, but he's better than what they had. They had a terrible center last year in Fortner. The two guards, they're suspect at best. So I think the middle of the offensive line could be a problem, and that could be something that hinders what Trevor Lawrence and that offense can do. So, Trevor Lawrence is a much better player than his reputation is out there. And, yes, I would take Trevor Lawrence over Tua.
Hey, let me ask you about their defense real quickly. How good is Jacksonville's defense?
Well, Joe, they're going to be much better rushing the passer because they changed the scheme and they brought in Ryan Nielsen. They're going to play a 4-3, and now, those two edge rushers, Walker and Josh Allen, Hines Allen he is now, are going to go up the field and attack people. They got Armstead to get a big body in the middle. Their nose tackle's healthy again after almost dying last year with a back infection. The two linebackers will be solid. The question is, can the corners hold up? They paid Tyson Campbell, who's from here, down here, a lot of money. Now he's going to be asked to play a lot of press man. Same with Ronald Darby. That's the question, but I think they're going to be better on defense. They're going to be a good team. They won 9 games last year, and people thought they stunk. They're going to be better than that. I don't know if they're going to win many more games than that, but they're going to be a better football team.
Hey, so I got to ask you, this rookie class of quarterbacks, I know we haven't seen them. We got teased. I should say we saw a little bit of them in the preseason. How much you want to read into that? How good do you think this class is going to be?
Well, I'm a big Jaden Daniels guy. I think Jaden Daniels is going to be a star. I like the way he handles himself. I like his attitude. He's got that swagger to him. And I know people say he's skinny, but I don't care. He stands in there. He can make all the throws. Look, the difference I said this in the draft process. He's the most improved player I've ever seen in my entire life from the time he walked into a school to the time he left. And he went to Arizona State. I watched him closely. I'm a Sun Devil. He wasn't very good. He did some things, but he wasn't very good. Then he goes there, and his improvement is impressive, and I think he's going to be the best of the group. I said it before the draft, and I'm standing by it. Williams has talent, don't get me wrong, and he's going to be probably a pretty good player, but I think the best one will be Jaden Daniels. McCarthy getting hurt hurts them. The Drake May hasn't done a lot. The Penix looked good when he played, but he's going to be a backup, so it's going to take him some time. But I think the guy that's going to be the best of that group is Jaden Daniels, and
wow.
I'm a big believer in him.
You and Omar.
Yeah,
wow.
I'm a Jaden Daniels fan as well. But
Caleb Williams, man.
Let me ask you this, Pete, and we've seen it done so many different ways. If you had your opportunity to groom a quarterback, would you let him sit and watch, or would you throw him on the field and let him take his lumps?
If I had Aaron Rodgers in front of him, I'd let him sit and watch. But if I don't have that option and I have a stopgap guy that's in there, I'm going to play him. I want him to play. Every quarterback I've ever talked to throughout my entire career has said they learn more in 2 games playing than they learn in an entire season watching. So I want my guy in there. And everybody says, well, you might ruin his psyche. Well, if you ruin his psyche, you draft the wrong guy. Everybody goes, oh, look what happened to David Carr. David Carr got beat up. Sure he did. But David Carr, from what everybody in that organization told me, went home at 5 o'clock and didn't do the work. And that's why he wasn't a great player. That's why he didn't become a great quarterback. You got to be able to live it and love it and breathe it. And if you get thrown in there and you get broken by the conditions, then you drafted the wrong guy. That's my belief. And I think you throw him in there, Omar, and let him play.
Hey, Pete, real quickly, Ryan Tannehill still out there. My belief, not everybody agrees with me, Ryan's better than a lot of these guys, especially a lot of the backups out there. Absolutely. I don't know how you feel. How do you feel about Ryan Tannehill?
I think he's a backup, but I think he's probably sitting there waiting and see what happens and see if somebody goes down. And that kind of, yeah, I mean, you look at the Vikings backups, he's better than the Vikings backups. I don't think there's any question about that now. You know, so maybe, you know, that would be a situation. But, yeah, he's better than a lot of the backups in this league, but that's what he is. He's not a starting quarterback anymore. And does he want to go do through the process and become a backup on a team? That's the question we don't know.
If you're the Dolphins, just to bring it closer to home, in case you haven't been reading any of these local articles around here, there are some people who said, hey, we ought to bring in Ryan Tannehill, bring him back to back up Tua Tagovailoa. What do you think?
Well, I never quite understood the Mike White sign and the acquisition. That one made no sense to me anyways. But, yeah, I mean, he's better. He's better than what they have. I would say that right now. So, but, again, then there's always what happens if Tua goes out and plays poorly in a game or two. Do people start clamoring for Ryan Tannehill because he's been a starter before?
Tannehill.
I don't think you have to worry about that.
You never know. You know how – I'm not saying – I'm saying idiot fan. You know how that goes.
There are a lot of those, but I don't know. Yeah.
Hey, Pete, so I got to ask you. We went through this with Omar, and Odell Beckham Jr. went off on some people on social media, went off on a guy, and Omar gets blasted a lot on his stuff or some of the crazy-ass stuff
Pete gets
he
it
says.
Too.
Pete gets it, too. Pete, how do you handle that stuff? With all the followers, hey, Pete, you're full of crap. You don't know. How do you handle that?
You know, I've gotten to the point where I just let it go most of the time. Unless they make it totally personal, then I'll let it go. I mean, I just don't – you're going to get nothing but trouble if you start interacting on a consistent basis like that. And I used to be bad at it. Don't get me wrong. I block guys.
At least you're coming clean.
Yeah, I mean, I was terrible at it. I go back and forth with it. It's just not
– Hey, bitch, what have you done calling on me? At least I'm there. Where are you?
See, what I do is, like, and I'll be there today, by the way. I'm coming to watch the Commanders. But when I was there for the Dolphins that day, I got on Omar about one of his tweets.
Yep.
He tell you. He was getting all over Calais Campbell for, you know.
Looking like an old man.
And oh, he's back on that bandwagon. Don't worry. He jumped right back on.
No.
He and Calais.
I let it go, Pete. I listened to you. I watched it. He was just—he's pacing himself, man.
Of course he is.
He's old as hell. He's like the fifth oldest player in the league.
And he's smart. He's pacing himself. You don't go 120% in the practice in the early part of the late part of July. I mean that was that's what he was doing. Joe paced himself through all training camp when he was a player.
By the way, I wasn't even starting. I learned real quickly how this thing works. When to go hard and when to glide a little bit. Yeah, there's no question. Hey, Pete.
Now I got trackers on you, Joe, so they know when you're loafing.
They do have that.
You're going to get that tear tart treatment.
That sports science group wouldn't have been real popular with the guys I play with.
When I was in high school, I used to tell the guy across from me, I'd say, and he'd tell me, he'd go, hey, come on, let's just make it look good. Let's just make it look good today. And we growl and we grunt and everything. And then one day some guy took out his running back, took out his girlfriend that he didn't like. And he goes, let me go by there, okay, and act like you missed the block. And I go, okay. So I dove down, fell down. He got through, and he broke. I got a hit pointer from it. He hit him so hard. Did I feel bad about it? Not one bit.
No. Hey, Pete, great having you, man. Really appreciate it. We'll see you in a few minutes out here. Thank you.
You got it. Take care, guys.
Pete Prisco, CBS Sports, senior NFL columnist.
You making deals at practice, Joe? Were you making deals?
No, I didn't do that, but I got to tell you, a lot of veterans, we were talking, Bo and I were talking to Doug Betters.
Yeah.
And Doug's lined up against some of the 72 guys, and he started talking about Larry Little going, hey, man, don't be going hard. It's practice.
Yes.
You know, Larry's at the end. He's going, hey, man, don't be trying to make me look bad.
Man, I'm telling you, I thought Aaron Brewer and Tier Tart, they had some deals going. Yeah. They cost Tier Tartar's job.
Wow. All right. Hey, listen, we got 9 o'clock hour coming up here. We've got a lot to get to here, and Dolphins will be coming out on the field here with the Commanders in this 9 o'clock hour. So we'll talk to you a little bit more about that. Hey, you're the quarterback of your family, the one calling the plays and making things happen. But what if something happens to you? Who's going to protect your blind side? That's where the Index Universal Life Insurance, or IUL, comes in to save the game. With an IUL, you've got the ultimate protection for your blind side. It's more than just life insurance. It's also about living benefits, so you get included with it to keep moving forward if life throws you an audible. Whether it's an unexpected health issue like cancer, a heart attack, or a stroke, or any other financial hit, IUL has you covered. And here's the bonus play. IUL comes with a tax-free cash accumulation. Tony Garcia, the insurance guy, he's got this plan for you. If you want to hear more, he has the playbook to keep you and your family safe no matter what life throws your way. Call him now, 305-798-5832. Make sure you've got the protection you need. That's Tony Garcia, the insurance guy, 305-798-5832.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.